Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there are many things that a business person needs to be to succeed. There are many things they need to do. There are many things that they understand. But one of the things that separates CEOs, presidents, and business owners from people who have a job is what happens to them every single day. It's relentless. It goes on and on. There are good days. There are bad days. There are many good days, there are many bad days, and there is no reason or rhyme for it. Sometimes you're on top of the world, and sometimes you say, why am I in business? But you have to understand as a business person, and if you can understand this, you can be very successful, that there will be ups and downs when you own a business. It's not straight up. It's not all happiness. You know, when you go on the internet and you read some of these articles, people will say, I'm going to make you a millionaire in 30 years. Well, people sometimes have taken 30 years to become a millionaire. You are going to find that you are going to have to understand people. You're going to have to understand life. You're going to have to put yourself in a position of understanding how to deal with difficulty and stress. If it was easy to be in business, everybody would do it. But it takes a special kind of person, you, the CEO, president, or business owner, to be in business, to deal with the ups and downs, to deal with the difficulties, to deal with the people problems, to deal with the competition, to deal with your vendors, to deal with your banks, to deal with your insurance companies. Sometimes it seems like everybody's coming at you. Sometimes it seems like it'll never stop. But if you're tough enough, if you can get above it, if you can understand exactly what's going on, if you can see that this is just part of being in business, if it doesn't bring you down, if it doesn't destroy you, if it doesn't put you in a position where it keeps you from being productive, if you're able to bounce back, you will be a successful business person. Failure is not an option. Of course, you've heard that before, but it's really true. If you're a business person, you cannot fail. You can have a bad day. You can have a series of bad situations happen to you, but you have to bounce back. You cannot quit. You cannot stop, and you cannot show the people around you that you are a failure, that you are upset, that you are a quitter. They have to look at you, and they have to think that this person is going to be successful. I know they're going through some difficult times, but it really doesn't mean anything because I have complete faith in this particular CEO, president, or business owner. I've seen them go through difficulty before, and every single time they put their head down, they think about their strategy, they get people around them to think in the right direction, and they move forward and they turn failure into success. So that's what you do every single day. You turn failure into success. That doesn't mean it's all bad. There are many good days, there are many profitable days, there are many good years. But there are years that are very difficult, and you must work through those difficult years to make sure that you're there for the good years. Business is about making a profit. Business is about knowledge and understanding. Business is about being a people person. But you have to put it all together, and the one important thing, although there are many important things, the one important thing is how you deal with difficulty, how you deal with stress, how you deal with the unexpected. You can't get permanently knocked off balance. You can get knocked off balance for a day, a couple hours, sometimes even a week, but you have to get right back to a positive attitude, and you have to go right at it, and you have to show people, lead. Leaders lead. Leaders show people that even though we're having difficulty, we can get right out of this, and here's what we need to do. That's what leaders do. And if you can't do that, you will not obtain the success that you want. So let's remember, when some unfortunate event happens in your business, it is not the end of the world. It's the beginning of your success. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.